What these soldiers did was an act of defiance, surrender, and passion. They could have come back from the war and really not done anything. They could have complained and just sat around even and been upset about what they had been made to do and how they'd been lied to. But they decided to take action and get together and show the world how much it actually meant to them and how awful things actually were by stripping themselves of the only thing that really validated the actions and the hell that they went through over there. They showed that it truly was important that their message was shown to the public and to the people in the United States that thought the U.S. was fighting the good fight. A lot of other points mentioned before the soldiers would throw their medals and ribbons and awards over the fence was things about how the next fight that they'll have to fight is to take over the government or to revolt against the government that was forcing soldiers to fight in this unjust war, which was something really interesting because it could be very divisive and misinterpreted as a call to revolution, but really it was just a threat and a way to convince the people in government and in Congress especially, because that's what they said Operation Dewey Canyon 3 was, an incursion into the country of Congress. So they were trying to convince Congress that the fight is now at home to end this war because nobody will fight for these veterans here. And that was a really powerful message because these veterans had lost everything. Sometimes they had lost, you know, their sanity, maybe their innocence. Some had lost their limbs and their families and their brothers and their friends because of the war. And seeing as they didn't have anything left to lose, they were going to defy the most powerful entity, the ones that had made them go fight in the first place. This action of denouncing the U.S. government and the military superiors that were convinced that the war was still able to be won in some way, shape, or form, this defiance is scary. It would be scary to the normal person, but these veterans knew that it was the only thing they could do. Many veterans that were black were also protesting the fact that black soldiers were fighting for the U.S., even though the U.S. didn't really fight for their rights or their civil liberties that they should enjoy, just like every other soldier, if they're going to be fighting for the same fight. A lot of things that were said were, this is all trash, about the awards. They don't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. They're garbage. And the sign where they were throwing the medals under the statue said trash. So ultimately, they were saying that there was no value at all to any outcome of that war because of the terrible things that were happening there as a result of the U.S. involvement.